Shir number 77, continuing the Shaar Bitachon, Perek Dalid. Pirush HaChelek HaShishi, Chayvos HaLevavos, teaching us practical Bitachon in seven different practical areas. And the last two are the areas of Schar, of Schar, of reward that a person receives, Olam Haba. There's earned reward, and there's extra bonuses. So the sixth Chelek, HaKayla Schar LeMazeh V'Schar LeMaboh, it includes the Schar for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haboh, HaMagia LeAdam Avor Maisev HaTovim B'Olam Hazeh, that a person earns because of his actions in this world. Hukach, this is how it goes. HaSchar Avor Kiyam HaMitzvahs Nitam B'Shnei Drachim. The schar that a person gets for kiyam hamitzvahs are given b'shnei drachim, two different ways. L'pamim hu nitan rak b'olam hazeh, or rak b'olam haba. There are times that it's either given only in olam hazeh or only in olam haba. V'l'pamim magia l'odam sachar avor mitzvah achas gam b'olam hazeh v'gam b'olam haba. And at times, a person receives schar for a mitzvah both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. V'ha-Torah le'pir shalonu heitiv. And the Torah does not really explain eze schar nitan al kol mitzvah u'mitzvah. What schar is given for each and every mitzvah? Ha-Boyre hivtiach lonu rak bo'ifin kloli. Hashem promised us in a general way she'iten lonu sochar kishenekayim bo'ifin kloli es ha-mitzvahs. That He'll give us schar when we keep the mitzvahs. But He did not delineate and teach us the reward that's given in Olam Hazeh for each and every mitzvah. When it comes to punishments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell us exactly the punishment in this world for each and every avera. Shepirish es averish oisein chayovim skilos reifo herig v'chenek. He explained the averis that the people who do them are chayiv skilos reifo herig and chenek. All the dalid misas bezdin, malchus arboim, getting malchus misa bidei shemayim, kares tashlume kefel tashlume arbo v'chamisha nizke shor bor shein voeish oiselod amum v'amoytzilov shemra v'chayotze beze. All different types of punishments, some physical, some death, some monetary. Every single avera has a punishment exactly in this world what a person is going to get. V'ilu me'aschar v'oinesh anita b'olam haba. However, the schar and oinesh that is given in olam haba, Loipirish lonu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom b'Toyra me'uma mipnei kama taimin. So the first thing we have to pause for a moment and understand what's going on here. The Chayvos HaLevavos is pointing out a discrepancy in the schar of Olam Hazeh compared to the punishment in Olam Hazeh. He doesn't really dwell on it. He just says that when it comes to punishments, we have all the details, every avera specific punishment for the schar in Olam Hazeh. The Torah gives us general things that will happen. You keep the Torah, this will happen, so on and so forth. But not for every mitzvah. The truth is that Tiferes Yisrael writes in Masech Da'avis, an avizor b'mitzvah kal v'chamura, k'v'chamura, that you have to be careful by every mitzvah. So he writes, one of the reasons, the Mishnah says, you don't know matan schar and shal mitzvahs. Pashat it means, because it might be an easy mitzvah, but it gets a lot of schar. So you don't know. And he explains it to Tiferes Yisrael, because when it comes to mitzvahs, there are two parts to it. There's the schar for the mitzvah, and then there's the tikkun that the mitzvah does for the person, for the world. And sometimes a mitzvah that's an easy mitzvah that doesn't have a lot of schar, but there's a tikkun that's necessary that only that mitzvah could accomplish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want people picking and choosing which mitzvahs they do based on the schar, because every mitzvah has something that it does and is necessary. So He gave a general rule. He didn't want people to focus only on the big schar mitzvahs, because then the other mitzvahs, those tikkunim, won't happen. So that's an explanation of the Tiferes Yisrael in this discrepancy in Olam Hazeh. But now, the Chayvos HaLevavos is bothered that we don't even find in the Torah any talk of Olam Haba, only of Olam Hazeh. And that's what's bothering him. And he is now going to go on a theological exploration of why Olam Haba is seemingly omitted from being mentioned in the Torah. Of course, Chazal elaborate on Olam Haba through Shas and the Midrashim, but here is the question why the Torah itself doesn't talk about it. So, the Chayvus HaLevav starts off and says, Echad HaTaimim Hu. The first reason I'll give you, and he's going to give seven different answers to this question. We don't really understand. It's not something that we can relate to. What a neshama is without a guf. And therefore, since we can't even understand it, we surely can't comprehend what causes the neshama in that matziv, in that situation, pleasure or pain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to explain this thing to someone who understands it. The Navi Zechariah, Hashem told Yeshua Kohen Gadol, "Benasatin lecha mahalchim ben oimdim oile." Oimdim is referring to malachim who are oimdim. And he said, "I'm going to give you a path, a mahalach. You're going to be able to walk ben oimdim oile." The Yud Zed, this promise, Harei lo niskayim boid shoyse nafsha kshur legufay. That didn't happen when Yeshua's neshama was still attached to his body. He was telling him what's going to happen. He's going to be like a malach. Like when the neshama is in the same form of malachim, you could tell it it's going to get a schar amongst the malachim. When it's not made up of all different types of things. Its Metzias is going to be a very fine spiritual being. V'tachto lishtamish begufo will no longer use and be a partner with the body. If it's able to purify itself from its physicality. V'yela zoyel have a shine. U'maseyi atayvim b'ilam azeh. And its actions will be toivim. In this world, meaning a person earns his schar and goes to being an neshama, so he'll get that schar. So the first answer the Chayvus HaLevavos is giving us here is that we can't contemplate it. We can't contemplate it. It's a very important insight, because if you don't understand what the reward is, why are you ever going to do something for that reward? Nothing about the next world convinces people how to act in this world. Rabbi Rubenstein says, you know, no one ever came back after dying and saying that the religion lied to them. You know, you promised me eternal reward for murdering infidels, but it didn't happen. So to talk about the great rewards that the Torah brings is going to be an Olam Haba, it's going to be very, very hard to make a big roshem on a person. Because we don't understand it, we don't contemplate it. No one ever came and told us it's true. Of course, we believe it, but it's much harder to get a person to do something if he can't fathom what it is and he has no proof of it to himself. But if you talk about rewards in Olam Hazeh that Hashem will give us if we learn the Torah and will help us pursue Torah and mitzvahs and enjoy them, so Mamela, that's something we could relate to. The Rambam says that Olam Haba is not a physical place. The Rambam actually makes fun of the Arab philosophers who taught that it's some physical place. And we see nowadays how much evil is encouraged based on false rewards in the afterlife. The Arabs blow themselves up, think they're going to be rewarded with a harem of 70 women. Again, no one ever died and came back to call out that lie. And therefore, even though in Chazal there's many discussions of Olam Haba, and Mashiach and all these things. However, the Torah itself doesn't talk about Olam Haba, because the Torah talks to things that we could understand, we could relate to, and that will talk to us to be able to encourage us to keep the Torah and to do the mitzvahs and earn our schar.